Yoshev. But you have to pay half of the value of this Eved to his Yoshev. If he has kids, you have to pay his Yoshev. So you see clearly we consider him even for money matters as if at all times he's half and half. The question is, am I? Why? Hokinami, why don't we say over here, Lema, why shouldn't we say it depends when the Shoah killed him? Why don't we say, Yom Shor Rabbi the Rabbi? If the Shoah killed him on Monday, the day that he was working for his master, we should consider him as a complete Eved. And all the owner of the Shoah has to pay is only 30 shkolim to the Odin. And why don't we say, Yom Shor Atzmo Liatzmoi, that if the Shoah killed him on Tuesday, the day that he was freed, he didn't have to work. So then we consider like him a ben chayrin, and then the lachor is the owner of the shor should have to pay his yoshim the whole value of the evid of this man. So what do you see? You see, even for money matters, we also say as if he's mixed up two things, an evid and a ben chayrin. So what says true, but I'll tell you there's a difference. Shani yochi, here there's a difference. The kolkal yekarna over here, when the shor kills the evid, you're destroying him completely. When you destroy him completely, so who did you take away? You took away an Eved, half Ben Chorin. But since he was completely destroyed, it's like you're taken away from the Odin and from the Yoshim. That's why here you have to pay both. But before what we're talking about was by a shor just hit him, and he got a little bit of, Nezek, that's all. So for Nezek, he's still alive, the Eved, he still will be working again. So just the devaluation that he has right now, that much we say depends which day it happened. So Mar says, no, what's going to be the case that you did not call Kayakana? That you did not call like you took away the Hoevit? You want to tell me, Kagurin, what should be the case that this shore, she kayua yodai, that the shore just hit him on his hand, but some say yodai, his hand's dried up, for his seifel asir, like paralyzed his hand right now. So this Evit cannot work right now. So it's a hezek. So Melo, the Bala shore has to pay for this hezek that was done for the next month. This person has a paralyzed hand, he won't be able to work, so the depression, the money he's losing out, the Baal HaShor has to pay. So that's called the case that depends which day it happened, on the day of the master or his own free day. So Mara says, no, Hanichal Abai, this is only good according to Abai Diyama that says, Noisein Loi Sheves Gedoyla V'Sheves Katana. Shapir. Abai says, every time a Nezik, even by a man, when one man hits another man, and let's say he breaks his arm, but breaking his arm, it did a permanent damage to him. Let's say first this man had a very good job. And now Reuven came and broke Shimon's arm. Now Shimon's arm is permanently broken. So to come out now, he's never going to be able to have the same job he had before. But after his hands, whatever happens, he'll get well again, he'll be able to do a less of a job. He'll be able to be a watchman. He can be a Shemek Kishuyim, a watchman. So therefore, Abayi says you have to pay both things. There's one devaluation you have right now, Bechlal, how much you got devaluated. Like up until now, this Eved was worth $1,000 because he could do jobs with two hands. From now on, he'll never be able to use two hands anymore. He's only worth $500. So that's one tashlum you have to pay. Then secondly, that eventually he's going to be able to be a watchman. But right now that he's tied up in bed, he can't even do that. So you have to pay him a second payment for the Sheves, the fact that he can't get his paycheck right now. But if you have to pay for the Nezik, for the devaluation, that's called Nezik, and then the lochur is when a shor hits somebody, a shor also has to pay Nezik. This is what we're coming to. Ela l'Rava, but according to Rava, the Omer it says, Eina noisin le'ela shiftoi, she'bechol yoyim v'yoyim, Rava says no, that by Yodim HaMazik, when one man hits another man, and you like break his arm, you don't pay Nezik, there's no such thing as paying Nezik then. You always only pay each day that he doesn't get his paycheck. Sheves means each day you have to look at it. How much he should have gotten this paycheck? He's not getting it today, so you have to pay the Sheves, the fact he's tied up in bed. That's the only payment you have to pay. So on this, the question is, Hai Shorhu, for sure Reina Mishalim, Ela Nezik. If so, this halach is only by an Odom HaMazik. He has to pay the five things, Nezik, Tsar, Ripu, Sheves, Abayshis. But by a Shor HaMazik, there's no such halacha. A Shor hits somebody, he only has to pay Nezik. Nothing else. So according to Rava, in this case, where Shor hits you, you'd be potter altogether. So where is the case then that somebody hits the Eved, that he only has to pay a little bit, and that little bit depends upon which day it happened? So Marin says, I'll tell you, change the case, not the cases that a Shor hit this Eved, this Chatzi Eved, but another man hit him. So another man hit him, he has to pay Sheves. So that's the question. Who does he pay the Sheves to? If it happened by the day that it was freed, it goes to him. If it happens by the day, it still never goes to the master. The boy is saying, another teretz will tell you in memory. True, this halach of Chatzi Eved. that we say that you have to pay to whoever owns it, it's only a member. The Gemara only said it. Or member of the Rava is Svirule. It's like a true. This member is a Kashan Rava. Rava does not hold like that member. So Mela wouldn't be a Kashan Rava. But the Pshat in that memory is like we just said. The Pshat in that memory that says if another man hits this Chatzi Yevet Chatzi Ben Chorim, that he's going to have to pay in the Shevet how much he doesn't get his paycheck player tomorrow, so then it depends who he has to pay it to. If it happened on the day that he's an Eved, he has to pay it to the master. If it happened on the day that he's freed, he keeps it. Now I'm calling new Shaila now. On the new Shaila. Iboilu, I have a new question now. Mulkov get Shechur. In a case where you have an Eved Kanani, and let's say you are Mafkim, you are Maftishim, he's not working for you anymore. But you still have to give him a get shichur. He's not freed completely. He just doesn't have to work for you. But he still needs his get shichur to free him to be a bas chayrin. Shaila is, yesh le knas or yen le knas. Let's say a shor now goes and kills this Eved. Does the owner of the shor still have to pay the 30 shkolim to the master or not? Why? The pasuk says, kesev shleishim shkolim yitin li adoinov. You have to pay 30 shkolim to the master of this Eved, Amar Rachmanah. One way to look at it is, since this master already was Maskur's Eved, so he's not working for him anymore, it's not really called his Odin, he's not the master, because the Eved is not working for him. Or Duma maybe no, Kivun the Mechusa get Shichur, since the master did not give him yet the get Shichur, so Mela Odin Karinim Bey. Maybe the master is still called the master. Like the master still has ties with his Eved, that this Eved still has his Surim, he can't get married to a Bas Yisrael yet. Who's the only one to free him, give him the get shichrur? The Odin. So you see, he's still called an Odin. So maybe that's enough that he's still called the Odin, that if another shor kills the Eved, he'll have to pay the master the 30 shkolim. Toshima, come and bring your proof. We just learned, hey, Mr. Misha Chetzi Beve Chetzi Ben Chorin, if the shor kills this Chatzi half Eved, half free person, so we just learned, yes, you have to pay knas. No, he's saying, Chatzi Knas to Rabbi. You have to pay half of the Knas, 15 shkolim to the master. The Chatzi Kofli Yoshim, and half of the value of him to the Yoshim. So you see clearly that Seve, the Knas, does go to the Yodin. My love, aren't we talking about the Mishnah Achreina? Isn't this going even according to the Mishnah Achreina? The Mishnah Achreina B'Shamai says that whenever you have a Chatzi Eved, you cannot work with him. It's Kaifanois, so the Chum said you have to free him, that you're not allowed to work with him anymore. And still it says that if a shor kills him, the Yodin is called the master. So Mar says, Lord, that's not the Pshat over here. I'll tell you, Commissioner Rishoina. Here we're going according to Basilu, the Mishnah Rishoina. That if you have a Chatzi Eved, he remains that way. So if he remains a Chatzi Eved, then here he has to work for you. That's not our Shaila. Our case here is where he's not working for you anymore. He only needs to get Shechrim. But over here, regular Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Bas Chorin, Chatzi Ben Chorin, according to Basilu, he still works half the time. So that for sure then, the master is called half of a master, he gets 15 shkolim. Toshma, come on, bring another proof. There's another halacha, Neved Kenani, that if the master knocks out his tooth, or knocks out his eye, that automatically the Eved goes out free. And we'll soon see it's a machlekes if he has to give him a get shichur or not. The Avamina is the master still has to write him a get shichur. So only that when you knock out his tooth, he stops working for you, and the master has to give him a get shichur. So what's going to be like this? Hippol Ashina v'sima sin enof. The master was going wild that day, he was banging up his Eved, and with one bang he knocked out his tooth, and with a second bang he knocked out his eye. So what's going to be here? So it says, Yotze b'shinov, but the first bang when he knocked out his tooth, the Eved goes out. So the Avamina is now, he just doesn't have to work for you anymore, but you still have to give him a get shichur. Now, v'noisein to me'enov. Now, for the second bang you gave me, knocked out his eye, you have to pay him the value of his eye. The question is why? V'yam, if you're going to tell me now, yesh le knas, that this master is still called the master, that if another shor kills the Eved, the master gets the knas, or knas le rabbi. So then why does the master have to pay the Eved for knocking out his eye? Hashtochav le be'achrini, yoiv le rabbi, if somebody else hits to kill the Eved, the money goes to the master, not to the Eved. So chovah be rabbi gufa, if the master himself hits him, yoiv le l'didei, should the master have to pay the Eved? For sure it's a svara that the master should keep his money. So here we see here that no, once the master knocked out his tooth, that the Eved doesn't have to work for him, he's not called the master anymore, even though he needs to get shichur. He's not called the Yodin anymore. So therefore, when he knocks out his door, he has to pay him the money. So you see, even the way you see, once he's not working for him, he's not called the Yodin anymore. No. A goyim now, he still needs a get. But when he knock out the tools, he doesn't have to work anymore. He's still mukav get shichur, so we're bringing the proof. Once he doesn't have to work for you, even though he still needs to get shichur, you're not called the master anymore. So Gemara says, no, maybe it is no proof. Dilma, maybe this price goes, command the yom ain't a tzarech. Maybe this price holds that when you knock out the tooth, he goes out free right away. He doesn't need to get shichur. Because this is the machlok of Tanya, we learn like this. The kula and all the ways that an eved kanani goes out free, eved yoytze bem lecheris, v'tzarech get shichur merabai. Even though the master knocks out his tooth, the Eved doesn't have to work anymore, but the master has to write him a get shichur. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, that's what Rabbi Yishmael holds. Rabbi Meir, he does need to get shichur. This halacha is, the Eved goes out free right away. If the master knocks out his tooth, or Zoy is any one of his shari vorim, he goes out free right away. Rabbi Akiva, he does need to get shichur yet. Rabbi Tafan, he says there's a lot of machlokes in here. Now, how machril of nechachomim? Who made a hachrol, like an in-between case between the chomim of nechachomim? Or even they say like this: that nirin divrei Rebbe Tarfon. I like Rebbe Tarfon's pshat that he says the eved does not need to get shichur. He goes out free right away. That's only by shein vayin, where the master either knocked out his tooth or his eye. Hoyel v'toyra zochzalei. Since the terrorist says clearly he goes out free completely. But the divrei Rebbe Akiva v'shari evorim. But if the master only knocks out his other evorim, then he still needs to get shichur. Why? Hoyim l'knas chachamu. It's only knas mid rabbanon that the master knocks out his arm or his leg that he goes out free. So Gemara says, is that true? Knasu? It's only mid rabbanon. Kro kodashin. We dash in the pasuk. Sure, the pasuk only says outright shein vayin. But we dash in the pasuk lav davka shein vayin. We mar ba'ol the other evorim also. Esrim v'yaboyim, 24 Roshi Yavorim, Harmu Masech to Negoyim. But any one of these 24 from the hands, from the feet, he goes out free? So how can you tell me something with the Rabbonin? Mark Smith said like this, Elo, Amos said like this, Hoyelo Medrash Chachamim Hu. Since it's only a drosha that the Chom dash, and the Torah doesn't say it clearly. It's only a drosha, therefore will make a difference. That shein v'ayin that the Torah says clearly, then the eved goes out free even without a get shichur. But the other evorim, there he needs a get shichur. So far there wouldn't be any kasha, any raya to what we're saying. So melamor blaz besofik. Iboilu, we have another question now. Again, mukav get shichur. In a case where the master was mafker as eved, that the eved doesn't have to work for him anymore. But he didn't free, he didn't give him a get shichur yet. Oichel betruma, yen yoichel betruma. If this, the master was a kain, so could such an eved still eat truma or not? What's the shaila? Kinyan kaspa merachmona, I love kinyan kaspa you. The Torah only says something that you own, kesef, what money means, that he's still your money, he's still working for you, then he can eat truma. But here, since you're a maskim already, he's not your kinyan kaspa, he can't eat truma. Or dumma maybe no, kibun the mechusa get shichur, since the master did not give him his get shichur yet, kinyan kaspa karina bay. Maybe it's still called your kinyan. It's still called kinyan kaspa. Since lamaisa, you're the master, you have to give him the get shichur, he can still eat truma. Toshma, come and bring your proof. To yomer of mishar, she of shashad alocha like this. What's going to be? Kahanis. Shenis arev lodob of lachivchosa. You have a kahanis that she's able to eat truma, and she has a shivcha. And the shivcha could also eat truma. And they both gave birth at the same time. The shivcha and the kahanis and the master, the missus there, they both gave birth at the same time. And the kids got mixed up right now. So we don't know which baby is the shivcha, is the neved, and which baby is a free man. So lochus right now in the babies is a rei elu echlem a truma. Both of them have a right to eat truma, because a manashach, they both could eat truma. A shivcha could also eat truma. When they go down to the field to get the truma, the lachar is to an eved of a kain, you don't give him a chelik on the gurin. Only to the real a kain himself, or a bas kain. So if here, since only one of them is a real bas kain, only one of them gets a portion by the gurin to go down to the fields. This is when the kids. What's going to happen when they grow up? Higdilu atarubus, when these two kids grow up, is mishachrim zezeh. What we have to do is we have to free both of them. Because we don't know which one can get married to a bas kain or not. Like one of them is a regular bas kain, and one is not. So we don't know who the shidduchim will be here. We have to free both of them. But our koponim says before you free them, both of them are able to eat truma. So the havaminer is, since these two kids, neither of them you work with, because you don't know which is your kid, which one's the shivcha. So like neither of them is called a kinyan kaspoy, and they're only mukav get shichur. Still it says both of them can eat truma. You see, even though an eved that's not working for you, as long as he still needs to get shechar from you, he could eat truma. This is the proof that an eved can eat truma even though he's not working for the master. So Mara says, no, there's a big difference here. Hochi hashtu, one is one has to do with the other. Hossam over there, in this case here by these two kids, it's just a suffix. We don't know who the eved is. But the real eved is a complete eved. He didn't give away his mumness yet. Like Lamashon, im Yovi Eliyo, if Eliyo would come, the Yerim would tell us, b'chad menar d'yevru. Eliyo would never tell us, shnal, this kid, he's the real eved. Kinyan kasma kirinim vei. He would be a complete eved. He's not freed at all. The masters didn't free him here. We just don't know who the eved is. So that's called the complete kinyan kasma meli kiri truma. But hoch over here, where you are mafkli your evdoi, hoch alav kinyan kasma you klal. Here he's not called kinyan kasma at all. He doesn't work at all for you. You are mafkli him already. All that he needs is just to get shichrur, so maybe he can't eat truma or not. So therefore we don't have a proof of this. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. So listen, Iboilu no shayla. Whatever shemachor rabbi leknas, if an eved sold his eved only to the second person should get the knas. In other words, you own an eved kanani, and you sell him to your friend only for the purpose that in case a shor kills the eved, the third shkolim will go to you. That's the only thing you bought it for. So can you buy something like that or not? Machor and a machor. Tibol rabbi, tibol rabbon, tibol rabbi. May ad kamakom rabbi. Other makom double shul boyo. La melon going peris dekol the avidi diosi. You go and you sell peris that will come off the truth. What happens? Havlochem miyem the migdach. Who says the show will ever kill your eved? It didn't start in the migdach. In my mishal, who says will pay? To my mitzvah, maybe part to himself. So when we have a suffering in such a case, could a master sell his eved to somebody else that this other person has the schus only to own the eved? He can't work with the eved for working purposes. He belongs to the first one. He only owes him that if a shor kills the eved, the second person gets the schus. So that's a shalom. Oh, we'll go into this tomorrow. We're going to less Gemara again. The mem beis and mabeis. The less shalom was like this. Now five lines from the bottom. Iboy lihu. We have a question like this. Eved shemochroi rabba leknas. An eved, a master that owns his eved kanani, and now he wants to sell him to somebody else. So the locker is, you're allowed to sell your eved kanani, you can sell him to somebody else. But you sold him now to another Jew, not that the other Jew should really own him, only leknas, only that the locker is going to be, let's say the locker is if a shor kills the eved kanani. So locher is the owner of the shor has to pay the master 30 shkolim. So this person now went to buy the shor only to have the knas. That if it's going to come up that a shor should kill this eved, so this person now like gets the 30 shkolim. That's what he bought it for. So the question is, mocher or yene mocher? Could a master sell it for this chus or not? Like this is one of the chusim that a master has in his eved. When you own an eved kanani, you own them completely. But one of the parts of your ownership is that if a shor kills him, the owner of the shor is going to have to pay you a third of shkolim. So the question is, can you sell just this one part of your ownership to somebody else or not? So Gemara says like this: Tiboy l'Rav Meir, Tiboy l'Rabbonim. We have a question both according to our famous Rav Meir shita and according to the Rabbonim shita. Tiboy l'Rav Meir. You can ask the question according to Rav Meir Shita. That what? Ad kan loy koma Rav Meir. Odom makne dovash loy boli erlom. Even though we know Rav Meir Shita is, that a person could sell right now something, even though it didn't come into the world yet. So maybe here also you could sell your Revit for this chus to get the knas, even though the knas is not here yet. But I'll tell you no. When did he say it, Rav Meir? Elo kagoin, peiros dekel. Only in a case where you own the tree now, and the tree did not give off any fruits yet. So it may hold still you're allowed to sell the fruits of this year to somebody else. Even though the fruits is a dover shlobol yerlim, it didn't come yet, still you're allowed to sell it. But the reason is why, the avidi di also, because it's oimed, it's going to come, like usually normal is, that it should grow the fruits. Because into something that should come about, that's why we could look as if you could sell it right now. Abul Hocha, but over here, Miyayma de Mignach, who says that a shor is going to kill your eved? The Yimtim Slema de Mignach, even if you want to say it would come up the case that a shor is going to kill your eved, but Mimai de Mishalim, who says the owner of the shor is going to have to pay these 30 shkolim? Dilma Moida Mif.